News. I'm Victor Beatty, and his first comment since the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman called the killing a heinous crime that cannot be justified. Speaking at an investment conference in Riyadh, the Crown Prince called the accident painful, said the kingdom is undertaking all legal measures to investigate and cooperating with Turkish authorities to, in his words, punish those responsible and to bring to justice that would prevail. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, President Donald Trump said the Crown Prince, the de facto Saudi ruler, bears ultimate responsibility for the operation that led to Khashoggi's death. Dozens of officials and business executives boycotted the conference in protest, but some investors are focused on the long-term relationship with Riyadh, including Christos Morafatsos, president of the U.S.-based Blue Sky Capital.
You can't take away decades of collaboration, effective collaboration, over one incident. Of course, there's consequences for actions, and then hopefully you can get past those actions. MBS said it himself, the region as a whole keeps setting a new bar. If we're participating in this country when things are just changing, we really look forward to being here in 10 or 20 years when things are just that much better.
Several Western countries have questioned changing Saudi explanations about how Khashoggi died. Turkey said its investigation showed he was tortured, murdered, and his body dismembered. South African Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, in a medium-term budget statement to Parliament Wednesday, warned the country is at a crossroads with rising public debt, low growth, and record-high unemployment. Mboweni, in office just 2 weeks, said the path was unsustainable. The ruling party faces national elections next year. Mboweni said he expects South Africa to eke out just modest growth this year. This is VOA News. A day after talks with U.S. National Security Advisor John